You're listening to the Talking Rheumatology Research Podcast, brought to you by the British Society for Rheumatology.
Good morning, it's Marwan Bukhari here. Welcome to another podcast on rheumatology. Today we're talking about our editor's choice paper of the month, and we're talking about the environment of rheumatology. And I've got Dr. Giovanni with me on here, and he's going to introduce himself, tell us about his interests in rheumatology, and tell us a bit about the paper. Giovanni, tell us a bit more about what's happening.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure for me to be here to talk about our work. I'm Dr. Giovanni Adami from the University of Verona, Italy. We conducted a study aimed to define the factor associated with the flare risk, and especially which is the factor of air pollution exposure on flare risk in rheumatoid arthritis patients. So we conducted a case crossover design study, which is a very peculiar study design that has been used in the environmental science to explore the triggers that are related to the health outcomes, in this case, the flares of rheumatoid arthritis. So basically, we explore what happened immediately before flare of the disease, and what happened immediately before a period in which the patient is doing fine and the disease is in remission. And what we found was that the concentration of air pollutants was dramatically higher immediately before the flare as compared to the control visits. This is basically the case crossover design study, which permit to control for within patient and time invariant confounding. So it's a very peculiar design and is quite interesting because it controls for a lot of variables that are usually not controlled by case control studies. So this is the main result of our study, and was quite surprising because the difference between flare visit and controlled visit was quite dramatic.
So there was an abstract from another group in the United States back in the day that actually talked about the distance from your highway and the pollutants. Do you think it's car pollution, or do you think it's other types of pollution that are the issue?
Well, that was a very interesting study. There's another study from the NERS study, very large population, that found that the risk for rheumatoid arthritis, developing rheumatoid arthritis, is higher when you live very near to the traffic, as opposite to living in the countryside or far away from the traffic. I believe that it's not about traffic-derived air pollution, but it's probably all types of pollutants. We know that cigarette smoking is very similar to air pollution and industrial air pollution, as well as traffic derived. So in my opinion, it's about the same. The toxins are the same, but we need to explore that perhaps on indoor air pollution, outdoor traffic derived, diesel combustion, particulate matters. We don't know which one is the worst.
So finally, just to take that a bit further. So in large cities like Shanghai or New Delhi in India, where you've got quite a lot of pollution, why do you think they don't have worse rheumatoid? Because the rheumatoid arthritis there seems to be very similar to everywhere in the world.
It's a very, very good question. It's very interesting. I believe that is probably the fluctuation of air pollutants that are related to the flares. So if you have a very bad air pollutant concentration across the year, so all over the spreaded all over the year, so every day you have a very bad condition, probably it doesn't affect the disease activity. Perhaps it can affect your chance to have rheumatoid arthritis or myocardial infarction or stroke or other diseases that are correlated with air pollution, but probably it's not the severity. So what we found is that high air pollution is correlated with flares. So when you have a period in which the air pollution is down, is low, you have a lower chance of having a flare. So that might be a possible answer. If you have a very high air pollution condition all over the year, probably you won't see an effect.
Okay, so you're thinking it's the fluctuation in air pollution that's the issue rather than the actual prevalence of air pollution. So What's the message to the rheumatology community? What would you want to be doing next?
Well, there's a clinical implication and societal implication of our study, I believe. Clinical implication is that perhaps we should advise our patient to avoid air pollution. It's just not very easy because, you know, we cannot avoid of being out and going to work or be exposed to traffic conditions. But perhaps we can wear masks. We are getting used to that, maybe in the traffic, or we can avoid to get, you know, physical activities outdoors in the worst condition. We have apps for that. Now the weather apps are suggesting us when the air quality is good or is bad for us. And then there's a societal implication, which is pretty direct. You know, it's about diminishing the gases emissions and pollution emission. And this is probably directed to health policy makers and politicians. It's not clinical.
Well, thank you very much for this. It's very interesting. And hopefully we'll be hearing a lot more from your group. Thank you very much.
Thank you.